Yesterday we had the very beautiful imagery of the heavenly banquet. The first reading was this prophecy of the very lush banquet and plenty and abundance. And then in the gospel we had a story of Jesus healing everybody who was brought to him and then feeding everybody. So with that kind of imagery in mind, we say, well, gosh, what can go wrong? This is what God wants. He wants everyone to have an abundance. He wants everyone to be healed. He wants everyone to be filled. What could go wrong? Well, we could go wrong. And that's what today's readings remind us. The Lord's will is not the only option. We might do some other will, our own will or the will of others, and that's a disaster for us. So today's readings remind us of these options. In some ways, it's a reminder of what we heard from the very beginning of Advent, which is we have to be vigilant. We have to be ready. We have to be prepared. We have to do our part so that when the Son of Man comes in glory, we can stand and welcome him. Because if we don't do our part, it becomes a day of distress and destruction. So here we have in the first reading another prophecy from Isaiah. It's a comparison between the strong city and the lofty city. The strong city is the image of those who are saying yes to the great banquet, those who are accepting the promise and living by it. And that city is a very secure, well-built refuge. And the people who live in it live in peace. And then in the second part of the reading, there is this image of the city being torn down. This is the image of the earthly city, the city of man. What later, in years later, St. Augustine would describe as the contrast between the city of God and the city of man. So this lofty city doesn't remain lofty because they built up the city on their human aspirations and not on the will of God, and so they have to be humbled. The city is so thoroughly, this earthly city, this city of human arrogance is so thoroughly destroyed that it's trampled underfoot by the needy, by the footsteps of the poor. See, the poor are triumphant because they depend on God. The very ones that the members of the earthly city look down on end up surpassing them. Then in the Psalm, we're told, it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. That's because of the contrast between the city of God and the city of man. It's better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. This is the same lesson, right? If we trust in the Lord, we have security, we have abundance, we have hope. We have confidence, even if we're suffering now, or we're experiencing darkness now, we're not defeated because we know God is victorious. But if we take refuge in man, take refuge in princes, in human systems, in politics, in money, and possessions, and power, and whatever, well then, we don't have any refuge at all. It will all be trampled underfoot by the poor. Well, the same contrast is set up in today's gospel. Contrast between those who do the will of God and those who don't. Those who put the word of God into practice and those who don't. The contrast between the wise man and the fool. The wise man and the fool both build a house, and it looks like they both have a very good house. Until the storm comes, until the rains fall and the floods come and the winds blow and buffet the house. Easy for us to imagine what Jesus is talking about because last month we had typhoon after typhoon after typhoon, and if you follow the media at all, you see countless images of winds buffeting houses and knocking down the trees and floods washing away the structures of man. So well, that's what happens. Earthly things get knocked down and washed away. But not heavenly things, not the house built on solid rock. It can withstand the time of a storm. Now, we're in Advent. We're hopefully the storms are past. I don't know if we have any more typhoons this year, but that's not the point of the scripture. Scripture is, what about the house of our own life? What about our own spiritual house? What's its foundation? What are we resting our life on? Are we prepared for, not only prepared for the coming of the Lord, are we prepared for the storm that purifies us in preparation for the coming of the Lord? Are we built on rock? Good question for our own self-examination. What am I building my life on? What am I putting into practice? Am I just hearing words and then not doing them? Or am I actually striving to put them into practice? Am I wise or am I a fool? Well, we know where this story is going. Fools end up being knocked down and washed away. Wise men end up remaining in the house of the Lord. And that's what we're invited to do. So, the promise of the Lord is a great promise. And it's a reason for hope and for joy. So this is a joyful season. But it has this sober element to it that we won't rejoice if we don't put the will of God into practice. We won't experience the fulfillment of the promise if we don't say yes and do the will of God. So it's a reminder to us to be wise. Be wise and build on solid rock.